Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. This is the audio diary of my life, behind the scenes of a YouTube creator, switching on the internet at the moment from my little plug in the back room. It is the 9th, I think, of October 2024. It's another overcast, miserable-looking morning. Grey clouds. Rain has been pouring down. And I'm in the kitchen. I'm just going to fill up my kettle. Not so much to make a cup of tea. I've just had a cup of coffee this morning, but I have a tobacco tin that I would want to just put some boiling water on to get off the label. And I'm just going upstairs. Now, please avert your eyes, because I want to talk to the lovely Julia briefly, who is languishing in the bath. So I've told them to avert their eyes.
How stiff is it?
Yes. So yesterday we were experimenting with a little... Yes, you can. With a little...
piece of wool.
Lamb's wool or sheep's wool. And we put some PVA glue on it, shaped it, and put some PVA glue in order to turn it into a solid object. And by the time you've painted that, it'll help it. And of course, that's only got a little bit of PVA on it, which now is wet. And but yes, I think if that's smothered in PVA and goes solid, that will work, and it's nice and lightweight.
Yeah.
It will make a lovely pair of shoes.
You have to pinch it in place.
Yes.
Got to make a pair of cat feet for a puppet. A marionette puppet that my youngest and I are building as part of our home education.
Yes, and I think that will be good. And using all sorts of stuff and experimenting is a brilliant way. Mm. And then when that's covered, as it more fully, I think you'll be able to paint that quite easily. You probably have to paint it in a white first and then...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to work very well. Thank you, Mary.
My pleasure. I'll leave that downstairs to dry a bit more. So, yes, we did that last night and left it on the side, just to see. But actually, that's so this wool comes from a lot of these packing. You know, people are using wool now as a packing mechanism, especially with food and things like that. Cold food, iced meats and things. Right, I'm just going to pour this hot boiling water. I want boiling water on this label, in order to get rid of the glue. There we go. So what I'm tending to do, well, I do this as often as I can with the tobacco tins that I have, is to get rid of the labels, particularly the subliminal messaging. It's not so subliminal, but the bloody obvious messaging telling you the harmful effects, apparently, so the government wants you to believe. Of smoking, and especially of pipe tobacco, which I think is the actual harm itself. I've mentioned this before, and so I don't need to go into it too much detail, but I think that's what this whole business is about. It is in order to get people to stop smoking, because the nicotine is actually very beneficial, particularly against the harms that the government and the deep state are trying to do to people. And it is a way of rescuing people by smoking. Anyway, that aside, yesterday, a couple of things, one of my lovely viewers bought for me, very generously, some pipes, a couple of pipes. Now, these are not ordinary pipes, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, no. These are funky pipes. They're made from, one is made from rosewood, is it rosewood? It could be. Can't remember now. And the other is, what is the other one? Walnut. People are experimenting with all sorts of different materials. In the past, it was just briar, or it was meerschaum, and or clay. But now people are sort of looking at all sorts of different woods, and they're turning them in different ways. And this one is, it's almost... Well, it has that sort of Arabian feel from the Far East. It's almost like a hubba-bubba type thing. It's an interesting bowl that has been... These have obviously been turned on a lathe and put together. So it's different hardwoods together. And even the stem that you put into your mouth is wood, which you would think would not be as comfortable. And to be honest, it isn't as comfortable as perhaps an acrylic one in the mouth, but then that's because I've got used to that. But it is a hard wood. I'm not sure what that is, but it looks like a sort of mahogany or something. And there's a different wood as the other part of the stem, which I suppose if you look at it, it does resemble in the way that the shaping has been done as one of these struts that you get in an ornate balustrade, however you pronounce the word, balustrade, on a balcony. You know, they're sort of turned, they look like little pots or urns and things. Anyway, it's very beautiful. And it was very generous of them to send us one. And this is about, it's about 10 inches in length. So it's quite fantastical, really. But we smoked them last night for the first time, and they're actually remarkably lovely. So that was very nice. I'm pleased with that. Some tobacco arrived yesterday, which I ordered, and I have yet to swap the tin lids, which I shall do, with ones which I have removed the messages. So at the moment, I keep them in a bag. What have I done with the bag? So I don't have to read the dreaded messages. But we've got some Connoisseur's Choice by Petersons of Dublin. I have some Guilty Pleasure by Ashton, made in Germany. And Sherlock Holmes of by Petersons of Dublin. So three tins of tobacco. I've had a Sherlock Holmes before, and it was very nice. In fact, I had all of those before, so I should be able to swap the lids so I don't read the rubbish. Now, I went and had a portrait painting made of myself yesterday. I'll tell you about that in a minute, but let's just quickly go through our diarists. So October the 9th here, Francis Calvert in 1871 said there was a frost in the night, and this morning the tops of the popular spires are touched and turned to finest gold. And that's it. That's all you get. So yes, I went over to see a chap called Jake, who is an artist, very nice bloke, does portraiture. And he does also full body, but it was a four-hour sitting, so I had to sit there for 4 hours. But he was recording it, and there's going to be a video on the back of it of him interviewing me and filming the process of the painting. So it'll be very interesting. And it was a most engaging time. I mean, he's asking over a four-hour period. People love to talk about themselves, don't they? So what's not to like, really? And it's not so much an interview, it's more of a chat, and we were just chatting generally as he painted this picture of me, looking a little serious and somewhat rakish. But I thought that was quite nice. The end result was very impressive. He got the features and the scale right, the dimensions, you know, all of that. He said, that's the hardest bit, because if you are just fractionally off, it notices. So, yes, and he hadn't quite finished it. He said, I've got enough now, and he took some photographs, and he says, I can now finish that in my own time, as it were, and that's it. And what he's doing is he's gathering together a number of people in the sort of truth freedom movement, so that he can put a gallery together of faces of people who've spoken out, I suppose, and talked about what's going on. And then once he's done that, he said, you can have the picture. I thought that was very generous. So, so that's what he's doing. But he's very good, and I thought I must find out how much he charges, because I would love him to do Julia. That would be lovely if she doesn't mind sitting there for 4 hours. And that would be very smashing. as a sort of a payback, really, because, you know, if I get the picture, that would be lovely. Not that I'm, you know, not really egotistical, but it's, I think if somebody has created a picture of you rather than a photograph, anyone can take a photograph and shove it up on your wall and, you know, you look at it. But I think there's something about a painting that's been created out of almost nothing. And yesterday I made this video about AI, and if you use AI to create a passport photograph, well, how can that really... anybody could use AI to, you know, create a picture that gives them a lifelike. And I was trying to sort of work out in my mind if that's any different than a photograph. We all differ from the photograph, but people want these photo ID things. And I always think to myself, the way I identify myself is with me, is with the physical body, not a photograph. That doesn't identify me, that just identifies a photograph, which could be created in AI. But me, I'm a real living, breathing man. That's what you see. That's about as close as most people can get, because they can't actually get to my consciousness. They can talk to my consciousness, but they can't see it, and maybe they can't even feel it. I don't know. So that, to me, is, you know, this is my identification, this body that I am inhabiting. Whereas a photograph is a fake. That's not me. It's not, you know, how does, what does that, that's just, again, it's like the legal fiction. It's just a nonsense, isn't it? It's like, well, this is fakery. But if you could use AI to create a picture of a likeness of you, why not have somebody who paints you and say, well, there you go. Where, what's the difference? And they may say, well, it's not a true likeness. Well, it might be. It's a true likeness as far as the man who painted it. And it's, well, it's made out of paint. Well, the AI is made out of ink, isn't it? You've printed it out of ink. Or a photograph is printed from light reacting paper. What's the difference? Each one is not a real thing. So where do you draw the line? Well, we only accept these. Yes, but why do you only accept those? How does that any more legitimate than, you know, because the whole thing is a fakery. The whole thing is made up. And I know people will go, but, oh, but Richard, it's, you know, it doesn't work like that. Well, it does, actually. You know, photograph is, in fact, more of a fake because you're going through a lens which distorts the image, maybe only in a tiny little way, whereas somebody who's drawn you and done it very well is using an eyeball. And so when you present your passport, for example, or your ID somewhere, your photo ID, it's another eyeball that's looking at it. So in fact, you've got a truer representation, assuming the picture is fairly reasonable. If you've got a truer representation with no distortion, no electronics have been involved, or chemical induction or whatever has happened. Whereas somebody has just painted a picture and they can say, well, is that you? And they say, well, no, it's not me. What do you mean it's not you? Well, it's a bit of paper with paint on it, isn't it? I'm here. Look, here am I, over here. No, is that a likeness of you? Well, you tell me. Have a look and tell me. Does that look a bit like me? It isn't me, though. It's very strange. Anyway, that is an interesting debate that we can have, or not, depending on. So today I've got three interviews to do, one at 11, and then two in the afternoon. I can't remember the times off the top of my head, so I'm going to be very busy. And I think I've got a farm visit tomorrow. So it's just ongoing. I can't stop. And I'm writing a book, or at least I'm attempting to write a book. I have written books in the past, so I know what I'm doing in terms of, you know, you've got to type it out and put the words on a page. And I played around with a couple of pages of it, and now the narration is, you see, when I write a book, it's almost as if I'm hearing audiobook in my head. It's sort of coming down to me, and I don't know whether it's me, but I write it down, and then I'm having to edit the words to make it easier for people to understand and try and get the right spelling in and move things. But generally, I just try and spit the story out as fast as I can, especially once I get into the main flow of it. I don't always know what a plot is going to be, but I will tell you and read examples of it in due course. I need to get a bit more into it before I do that. So, and of course, I've got copious amounts of books to read. To read myself, and to get guests to come on the show, and ones out of my own curiosity and understanding of things, the world around us, and what have you. So I'm just so damn busy, really. But that's all good. It's all good. Anyway, how are we doing? 16 minutes in. I think I might just leave it there because I need to go and send out my first Zoom link this morning to somebody who I am talking to is in Australia. That's why it's at 11 o'clock this morning. So it's something like 6 o'clock at night over there, I believe. At least I hope it is. We often get these timings wrong because of British summertime, and people don't factor that in, even though I say, oh, by the way, British summertime ends, I think, on the 29th of October, something like that. So I've got another one in Australia when is it? 25th. There's a chair here that I am just tightening up the screws on before it collapses. I really need to get rid of some chairs down the dump because they're all beginning to break, and then buy some new ones or some new second-hand ones. New to me, if you know what I mean. Anyway, I should get this done. Thank you very much for listening. It's all very exciting, isn't it? Life, universe and everything. Till the next one, tutty bye.